Well, look who it is. If it isn't the world's biggest loser. Oops. Did I do that? So clumsy of me. What's wrong? You're not gonna say anything? That's what I thought. You know, nobody's gonna want to go to prom with you. You should probably just stay home. It would save everyone the secondhand embarrassment. Revenge on me? That's hilarious. What are you possibly going to do? Good luck with that, loser. Bye.
Hello. Oh, hi there. I remember you. You're the one who worked on that science project with Spring last semester, right? If you're looking for Spring, she's not home right now. She went out with her friends to the mall to shop for prom dresses. Did she forget you were coming over? Wait, you're not here for Spring? You're here for me. I don't understand. Prom? You want to take me to prom? I'm flattered, but I'm 35. I'm Spring's mom. Is this some kind of joke? Why don't you come inside so we can talk about this? This conversation probably shouldn't happen in my front porch where the neighbors can hear. So, let me get this straight. You want to take me, your classmate's mother, to your high school prom? And this is about getting revenge on Spring? I should probably be offended that you're trying to use me to get back at my daughter, but I'm actually kind of impressed of the creativity. Oh, I had no idea she was treating you that way. I'm so sorry. I know she's had a hard time since her father passed away, but that's no excuse for bullying. You know, it's funny you should ask me about prom. I never got to go to mine. I was actually pregnant with Spring during my senior year, so instead of picking out dresses and corsages, I was picking out cribs and baby clothes. Her father and I had planned to go together before we found out. He was a good man. The accident hit Spring hard. She was daddy's little girl. She changed after that. I tried getting her counseling, but, well, teenagers don't always accept the help they need. But getting back to her offer, are you serious? You want to actually take me? You wouldn't rather go with someone your own age? So this is partly about getting back at Spring for bullying you. I should probably say no on principle. But you know what? I never did get my prom. And maybe seeing me there will give Spring something to think about. Alright, I'll go with you to prom. On one condition. This isn't just about humiliating my daughter. I understand he wants some payback, but Spring's been through a lot. I won't be part of anything cruel. So, when is it? What should I wear? Oh my god, I can't believe I'm actually going to my high school prom at 35. This is either going to be really fun or completely mortifying. Maybe both. Alright, here we are. The school parking lot looks so different at night. All dressed up with the lights and decorations. It's been ages since I was a student here at the school. Do I look okay? I wasn't sure what the style is for proms these days. When I was in school, well, when I would have gone around prom, it was all about big puffy sleeves and sequins. Thank goodness fashion has evolved. I keep telling myself this is just a fun night out, but I'm actually nervous. Isn't that silly? I'm a grown woman with a mortgage and a teenage daughter, and I'm here sitting with butterflies in my stomach over a high school dance. Thank you for this, by the way. Even if it started as a revenge plan against Spring, it means a lot to me to experience this, to get the night I missed out on. Ready to make an entrance and shock the entire senior class? I have a feeling you're about to become legendary. Oh my goodness, they went all out on the decorations. The theme is, what, Starry Night? It's beautiful. We would have had Under the Sea at my prom. At least that's what they did without me. Oh, there's Spring, over by the punch bowl with her friends. She hasn't noticed us yet. She looks so pretty in her dress. I helped her pick it out, you know, but she would probably deny that if anyone asked. She's staring this way. And, ooh, there she is. She's seen us. Oh, I've never seen her eyes go that wide before. I probably shouldn't be embarrassed by my own daughter's shock, but here she comes. Brace yourself.
Mom? What are you doing here? With him?
Spring, honey, I'm here as your classmate's date for prom, and I'd appreciate if you would be civil.
His date? Mom, this is beyond embarrassing. He's just using you to get back at me.
Maybe that's how it started. But I never got to go to my prom because I was pregnant with you. So I'm taking this opportunity now. And from what I hear, you haven't exactly been kind to him.
That's not... You can't just...
Spring, we'll talk about this at home. For now, please go enjoy your prom with your friends and let me enjoy mine. We'll both have a better night that way.
Fine.
I'm sorry about that. She'll cool down eventually. Shall we get some punch? I had no idea these dances could be so energetic. My feet are killing me already, but I have too much fun to care. Oh, they're playing a slow one now. We can sit this one out if you'd prefer. Alright then. Just put your hands here. There you go. You know, if you weren't Spring's classmate and I weren't, well, significantly older than you, you'd actually make quite the catch. Those eyes of yours are pretty dreamy. Oh my goodness. Can't believe I just said that. That must be the punch. Please pretend I didn't just make a complete fool of myself. This is what happens when Mom tried to be cool at high school dances. You know, Spring's father and I used to dance in our living room sometimes. Just the two of us, after she'd gone to bed. He was terrible at it. Kept stamping on my toes, but it was one of my favorite things. Spring is watching us, but she's pretending not to. I know she's embarrassed, but part of me hopes this might make her think about how she treats others. Actions have consequences, even when they're not what you expect. You're actually a very good dancer. Much better than her father was. Strong hands, good rhythm. I'm genuinely surprised you didn't have a date at your own age. The girls at the school must be blind not to notice you. I haven't really dated since Spring's father died. Between raising a teenager and my job in real estate, there hasn't been enough time. Or maybe that's just my excuse. It's a little intimidating getting back out there after so long. So, what are your plans after graduation? College? That sounds wonderful. You have your whole life ahead of you. So many possibilities. You know, if someone had told teenage me that I'd be at prom 17 years later with my daughter's classmate, I would have thought they were crazy. Life takes such unexpected turns. Thank you for the dance. This is already becoming a night to remember. Oh, it's nice to step outside for a minute. It gets hot in there with all those people. The stars are quite beautiful tonight. Sometimes I think Spring's dad is up there somewhere, watching over us. You'd probably get a kick out of seeing me here. You know, we said I deserved a proper prom night. Can I ask you something? Beyond getting back at Spring, why did you really ask me here tonight? You could have found so many more ways to embarrass her that didn't involve taking her mother on a date. That's... really sweet. I wasn't expecting that answer. It's funny how life works out. If I had gone to my own prom all those years ago, I wouldn't have Spring. And despite her difficult moments, I wouldn't trade her for anything. She's my whole world. But I have to admit, it's nice to feel special for an evening. To dress up and dance and pretend I'm not just Spring's mom or the real estate agent or the widow. Tonight I'm just Diane. Your date. Should we head back inside? I heard there's supposed to be a king and a queen announcement soon. I can't believe the night's almost over. I had such a wonderful time. Much better than I expected. Oh, look, there's Spring. She's been avoiding us all night. Spring, honey, can we talk for a minute?
What, Mom?
I know you're upset about me being here, and I understand why. But maybe this can be a learning moment for both of us.
A learning moment? Really, Mom?
Yes, really. I've learned that I shouldn't have missed out on so many experiences just because life took an unexpected turn. And maybe you should learn that the way you treat people matters. They might just surprise you someday. Thank you for giving me this night. For letting me experience something I thought I'd missed forever. And for what it's worth, he's been a perfect gentleman and a wonderful date. You could do much worse than to be friends with someone like him.
Whatever. Are you coming home now?
I'll be home a little later. Your date should take you home first. That is, if you don't mind driving me home afterward. I think that went as well as it could be expected. She'll probably be upset for a while, but sometimes that's just part of parenting. Thank you for tonight, again. The dancing, the conversation, all of it. It meant more than you know. You reminded me that I'm not just a mom or a widow. I'm still a woman who deserves to feel special sometimes. And I have to say, as revenge plans go, this was pretty creative. Who would have thought your attempt to get back at my daughter would turn into the best dates I've ever had in years? I know this started as a prank on Spring, but maybe we could grab coffee sometime? As friends, of course. I'm not trying to be one of those creepy older women. Oh god, I'm making this weird, aren't I? Let's just... Shall we have more dance before the night ends? That was a wonderful prom. Thank you for that. And thank you for driving me home. Spring's probably still fuming in her date's car. I can think of something that can make this night even better. You're hard, aren't you? I felt that thick cock pressing against my ass while we danced. Thought you'd rip for your pants. Let me... Jesus, you're already leaking. Let me taste that pre-cum. I bet you have fantasized about fucking Spring's mom since the day I answered the door. Careful, you're gonna crash us. Unless you want to die with my lips around your dick. Deeper, yes. Choke me with it. Fuck my throat like you own it. That's it. Excuse me. Show me how mad you still are to her. Oh, shit. We're already home, huh? Let's finish upstairs. Upstairs. Now. Don't make me repeat myself. Yes. You can touch me all you want. Just get that fucking cock out and start fucking me with it. Yes, put it in. Put it in, please. But be quiet. Spring might be here. Oh, the big fat cock inside me feels so... Yes, fuck me with that. Yes, I'm close. I'm so close. I'm gonna... Come with me. Please, come with me. I want to remember what it feels like. Yes, yes. That was so good. You're such a good boy.